Hey everyone, you're listening to Can You Hear Us Now? Inclusivity in the Media, a podcast dedicated to amplifying the voices of those in marginalized communities who are frequently overlooked in the mainstream media. Each week we discuss new topics in order to promote representation of those who are recurrently silenced or ignored. Our program aims to bring awareness to these issues in order to stimulate inclusivity in the media. Let's get into it.
This episode of the podcast series covers the importance of entertainment media and diversity. Specifically, we hope to have a conversation focusing on representation in entertainment media through the lens of reality TV. This topic is especially relevant now because CBS, the network home to some of the most popular reality TV shows, including Big Brother, Survivor, and Love Island, recently announced a new mandate that we will further discuss later in the episode. Our episode will have two hosts who will interview UNC students to discuss their perception of representation on reality TV as well as entertainment media. We hope to discuss what students feel should be changed or improved about how different groups are represented in entertainment media. Listeners will learn about the history of diversity in TV, identifying biases, and firsthand experiences in the industry. My name is Emmanuel Gurma. Thank you so much for listening, and please enjoy.
Our first guest today is Olivia Durienzo. Olivia is a UNC alumni who's now moved to LA to pursue a career in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, I was a development intern over the summer at two small production companies, and I just read scripts and wrote coverage and did detailed research for the development teams. And one of those internships has continued on into this fall season. And I've also started a job at a film advertisement company.
That sounds like such a great experience. I know back before Hollywood, you were involved in a lot of different media organizations at UNC.
Yeah, I mainly worked at STV, which is the UNC student television organization on campus. It's entirely student run, and it's one of the largest media organizations on campus. And it's just been a way for UNC students, regardless of their major, to have an opportunity to get, you know, hands-on experience producing television programming.
So when you think about the casting process, how do you think STV did in terms of diversity when making productions on campus?
STV is good because it's on a volunteer basis. So we have students from all backgrounds coming together to work on projects. And I feel that made our projects so much better with diverse voices. I do know that when I was looking at archival footage of our past shows, we have a show that has been going on since the 80s called General College. And in the older videos, it featured almost all white students with very little diversity to be seen. But the most recent seasons feature a diverse production team, including showrunners, writers, and actors. So I am so glad that that has changed on our campus. And I definitely think our shows are much better because of it.
That is definitely a positive trend. Do you see the same pattern being followed at the production companies you interned at this summer?
I think Hollywood in general is on its way to being a more inclusive entity, although there is a long way to go. But as it is a business, Hollywood has turned out material that they believe will make the most money. And that has resulted in an industry that it favors the stories of cis white males. But there has been an outcry from the general public for stories that reflect all kinds of truth. And from my short introduction to the industry, I can definitely see that taking effect. At one of my production companies, every single script in development features a diverse perspective, whether it's the story being told or the writer attached or the characters featured. And while that is a result of my boss's dedication to highlighting underrepresented voices, I think across the board, studios are exclusively searching for diverse stories to produce.
Why do you think diversity is important in media?
I specifically want to work in children's animation for its ability to tell stories that can speak to a broad range of audiences, children and adults alike. And that's because kids spend at least 14 hours a week consuming media and TV shows. And so it goes without saying that what they watch is what they're going to be bringing with them into their adult life. And the entertainment industry has an important opportunity to influence generations to come. in order to have a more inclusive, loving society. I want to make sure that each child has somebody to look up to and that they feel represents them. That's one of the main reasons I wanted to go into animation. So it's definitely a priority for me. On a subconscious level, if the stories we're telling in children's animated movies only show white people and the characters that are written, then they're learning that only this one demographic is important enough to be represented, which, you know, perpetuates the historical negligence of underrepresented groups in our society.
So one of the ways that CBS is trying to improve representation right now is with a casting mandate for their reality shows like Big Brother and Survivor. Going forward, future casts will be 50% people of color. With your firsthand experience in the industry, do you think that mandates like this are effective, or do you think the change should be brought about more organically?
I don't have much experience with unscripted media, but I think it's great that CBS is doing their part to, you know, increase diversity when casting these reality shows. I wish it could have been done more organically, but in the end, I think representation, or, you know, accurate representation is what matters. Reality TV is one genre that is unscripted, or, you know, portrayed to be unscripted. So the people on the show are often considered more real or relatable to the audience. And if a reality show is supposed to depict a cast that's taken from the real world, it should represent the demographics of the real world. So putting a spotlight on only white people when casting these shows, just like it's historically been done in scripted shows, it's only going to further silence voices of those who are underrepresented and continue to perpetuate stereotypes. So I think that the casting mandate is definitely a step in the right direction.
How would you feel about a mandate like this for the characters in animation media?
Animation is definitely different from reality TV since it is scripted and has a carefully, you know, developed plot line. I think with animation, creators, they can more intentionally think about their choices when it comes to the content, whereas with reality TV, it's more spontaneous. Using the word mandate makes it seem like, oh, we're only doing this because we have to, but I don't want it to be or feel that way when I'm working on something. In animation and other scripted media, since there's so much more control and freedom, it's so important that all of us, you know, are championing diverse storylines. But if the way to get where we need to be is through a mandate, then I will 100% support it. But thinking about the scripts I'm working on, they're all coming from a place of passion for, you know, rich, diverse stories, not to meet some mandate. It's funny, when thinking about it as a viewer, like with reality TV, I thought a casting mandate was a much better idea. But now, you know, thinking about it in a different light as a creator, it feels different because I think the word mandate just adds this element of force. And I never want to feel like anything in my work is forced. But in the end, what I want is for our backstage and onstage cast to be diverse, to give a voice to people of color, women, the LGBTQ community, and, you know, any other underrepresented group in the way that they deserve and have deserved for so long. So if a casting mandate will get us there, then I am all for it.
Our second guest today is Neha Prabhu. Neha is a UNC student who grew up watching Survivor and Big Brother. We spoke with her about her reaction to the casting mandate as well as her thoughts on representation in reality TV more generally. We hope you enjoy.
So can you speak a little bit about what your reaction was when you heard that there was a CBS casting mandate?
Yeah, so I recently found out about the CBS casting mandate for diversity and requiring the 50% people of color cast. And I myself watch a lot of reality TV, and a lot of these shows include shows that are cast or are featured on CBS, like Survivor and Big Brother and Love Island. So I think that this mandate is definitely interesting, and I could see that it could be controversial, but I feel like the effect of it is definitely positive, just for an increase in diversity for the cast. And I think that over time, just in general, looking at the cast, diversity has increased over time. But when I personally think of the shows that I've watched, that they do primarily always involve a majority white cast, and that, like, oftentimes all the people that are included as notable on certain TV shows are always mostly white people. So I do think that this is interesting, and I'm intrigued to see how it would play out in future seasons as well. And yeah, I know on this past Big Brother season, for example, it made a lot of news that there was a big alliance of, I think, five to six Black players who ended up coming together and being the last people to be there on the show and voted everyone else out. So that worked out for them. And I thought this was really interesting because a lot of the other seasons of Big Brother that I've watched, they always try to do this and it never ends up working out. Sometimes it's only because there are a couple people of color. So it's definitely cool that it worked out this time for them. And it definitely made for an interesting season for viewers as well.
So how do you think that the casting mandate will positively or negatively affect representation on these shows?
I think it will positively affect representation. Obviously, it does seem like kind of a forced way to do it, but in the end, because there will be at least 50% people of color on all these casts, I think that if anything, it'll just make a lot of different inputs of people's opinions and new just takes onto the show, because I feel like a lot of these reality shows, they end up, you get to know each player really well and they talk about their family and where they're from and their experiences. So if anything, it can just be a better, people learn more. So I'm sure that people on these casts and people that play these games too will get more out of it because they get to meet people that maybe they've never had experiences to meet, especially people maybe from like smaller hometowns or different countries. In general too, I think it could just make for a more entertaining show and then give people opportunities that they've maybe not had before to actually participate in them.
So do you think that mandates are an effective way of increasing representation on reality TV and in the media, or do you think that change should be brought about more organically?
Yeah, so I do think that change should be brought about more organically. It seems like in this case, maybe they were trying to, and maybe it just hasn't worked out for the last seasons. So I guess a mandate, you know, is kind of forced, but maybe what will happen from this too is that maybe more people, like people of color, will end up applying to these shows. And then maybe because of that, they'll naturally just have more than 50% or just more. I mean, that would be really interesting to see, like, over time, if that number even just increases organically. I do think that over time that I have watched some reality TV shows, it has increased even before this mandate was put into place. But I do think that, if anything, it's not a bad thing, in my opinion. And although it should be brought about more organically, yeah, I don't think that this is a bad thing. If anything, it's just really interesting. It can just spark conversation about this topic.
This episode of the Can You Hear Us Now podcast was produced as a part of a class project for MEJO 441, Diversity and Communication at the Hussman School of Journalism and Media at UNC Chapel Hill. This episode was produced by Ella Eckard, Mahika Koala, and Emmanuel Grima, and recorded on November 25th, 2021.
Thanks for listening to the Can You Hear Us Now? Inclusivity in the Media podcast. We hope we were able to expand your mind and shed some light on this week's topic regarding entertainment, media, and diversity. As always, we encourage you to take a closer look at the media you consume and don't be afraid to advocate for those who might not have a voice. Make sure you tune in next time when we discuss representation in Marvel films. You can also head over to our website at canyouhearusnowpodcast.com to check out more information and resources relating to our episodes. Be sure to leave a like on this episode and subscribe to our program. See you next time.